No, it's regarding the larger conversation that we were having. I would like to just support the suggestion made by the EU, supported by the US and by a number of states, to just go back to the text and look for consistency. We think this is very, very important, and also to keep in mind the structure that other other declarations have. Once we have that, and I don't think it would be a problem if we haven't finished with the reading, because actually I think that's going to add flow to this conversation, though, so that we can actually go a little bit faster, because then we don't have to waste a lot of time just going back and forth with the same point over and over again. And just while I was scrolling through the text, I found something that we will discuss later, of course, but just to give some reassurances to the EU. For example, at the very, very end, paragraph article 21, 21.2 actually says the human rights and fundamental freedoms of all without discrimination of any kind shall be respected in the exercise of the rights enunciated in the present declaration. And then there's some language there. Article 22 is basically the same thing. I think we need to, get rid of one or the other. But in any case, just to send this message to the EU delegation that maybe some of the concerns that you have could be already addressed in the text if we keep some sort of language as whatever we find in Articles 20, 21 and 22. But then that was just that for the moment. Thank you.